Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. Oh my goodness, the whistleblower. The whistleblower in hiding? Why is the whistleblower in hiding? Is the whistleblower in hiding for the person's life? Let's talk about it. Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Please do me a favor. Hit the share button. Please hit the share button on this. Let's get it out. Let's get it out. Let's get it out. You hitting the share button allows more people to say, hey, Will Johnson is live. And I hope you've been doing this. Set a mobile alert on your phone, right? Don't depend on the notifications because they've been turning notifications off for millions of people, right? It'd be hard pressed for me to believe that they've only been turning it off for Will Johnson. They're turning it off for millions of people. So please set a mobile alert on your mobile device for 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, Will Johnson, so you can check it out. So that way you don't miss it, right? Okay, so let's get right into it. This whistleblower, a whistleblower is coming out with information about the Hunter Biden crime family, right? The Biden crime family. The whistleblower don't want to be noticed or recognize who the whistleblower is for safety reasons, right? We all know the safety reasons. And the lawyers actually been talking about it, and they don't want the lawyers like, now the whistleblower don't want to be revealed for safety reasons. Why would someone that knows the truth don't want to have their person revealed? Why is that? Because what we've seen happen in the past. Dare I say Seth Rich? I'm just saying, just asking the question here. Once you start getting to a point to where you're messing with the establishment, messing with those on the left, they tend to do things to you that you don't really care for. Not that they don't do it anyways, regardless, but as soon as you really get under their skin, they go full commie on you. Let's go with this first clip. This first clip I want to share with you is the IRS. The IRS going after the American people, weaponized against the American people. And you can't really make this stuff up. When you have someone like Taibbi showing up to hearings and stuff, and then all of a sudden, then the IRS shows up at the door wanting to arrest them, that should be a really big problem. To everybody, the IRS being weaponized against their political opponents, against anyone that is not on the left, they're weaponizing. Let me remind you, when Obama was in office, the IRS went after conservative Christian organizations that did not agree with Obama. And Obama weaponized the IRS against the American people then.
Listen to this. I think this is pretty well documented that an IRS agent showed up, put a note on Mr. Taibbi's doors, called them in 4 days, which he did. They explained what the situation is. I find that unbelievably unusual. And I'm asking you as IRS commissioner, does that happen often? How unusual is that an IRS agent would show up at a taxpayer's home and tell him, give us a call? Now, throw on top of that, an IRS agent showing up at a taxpayer's home, that taxpayer just happens to be testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on the weaponization of government against U.S. citizens. I mean, the chance of that happening is infinitesimal, but it happened. So I'm just saying, in general, how often does the IRS show up as the first notice that there may be an issue with the problem with taxpayer's return and makes a personal appearance at that taxpayer's home? Is that part of your procedures? Does that happen very often?
Again, I want to be cautious in my answer to make sure that I am not violating a prohibition.
That's fine.
Basically, he's saying that, you know what, let me be cautious in telling you the truth here, because if I tell you the truth, then I'll be violating the current administration's policy. Tell no truth. That's what it really looks like. Tell no truth. This is crazy to me. I don't know. Is it crazy to you? You know, I say that quite often because there's just so much craziness happening. Why in the world would the IRS go to someone's door the same day that they're at a hearing with Congress? It's called intimidation.
Talking general.
I will talk generally that that if a taxpayer, if the IRS is reaching out to you directly, it is more likely the case that there has been some issue with your return. We've tried reaching you through less intrusive means. We have been unsuccessful. We want to help and get a handle on why you may not have filed, on why you might have an outstanding balance due.
You're not answering my question in terms of how often that would happen. My time's running out, so all I can say is I know Chairman Jordan has sent you and Secretary Yellen a letter requesting all the information on that. I will be sending a similar letter. I'd like it if the chairman would join me in that letter to get this information, because this is very troubling.
Now listen to this. They sent multiple letters, apparently, to the IRS, and they've yet to receive a response. But he said that the IRS will talk to people when they don't get a response from people. So what does that mean? The IRS is not responding. So if the IRS is not responding, why should we have to respond? Do you understand? They don't want to respond because they've been caught being weaponized against the American people. Now, I want to play the rest of this because it's the rest of it is really kind of short here. Let's go to the rest of this.
To have the IRS take that type of action, again, the chances are so infinitesimally small that an IRS agent would show up at the journalist's door the day that journalist is testifying for a House committee.
I mean, really, it's called intimidation. It's called intimidation, 100% called intimidation. Now, there's actually an article that we were just looking at before I came live tonight. And can we put that article up on the screen? This is with the what is her name? I can't remember the lady's name. And Traskett, right? But anyways, she wants to put Taibbi in prison. She wants to put him in prison because, and this is the way I'm understanding this. She wants to put him in prison because he says, you know, this, I'm going to paraphrase it here. Because he said, instead of him saying ABC, it seems like he said ACB. And because he said ACB and not ABC, she's saying that he's in contempt of court. He's in contempt.
Yeah.
And he should go to prison. Let's print the article up on the screen.
Yeah. So it says journalist Matt Taibbi threatened with prison. It's by Stacey Plaskett. This is a nasty woman. She is going after him. It says basically what happened is in his testimony, he made an error by saying CISA, which is the government cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, when he meant to refer CIS, the Center for Internet Security, which is a private organization. And she's saying this is important because she says he purposely did that because CISA is a government agency where CIS is a private entity. But the CIS does have connections to some government agencies. So she's kind of playing this, really. So she's saying he lied under oath. He later corrected it and apologized for the error for messing up the acronym.
But she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Go down.
Because he said CISA instead of CIS.
Go back up. Go to his picture. Keep going. Stop right there. Yeah. I want his picture on the screen. Okay. Thank you very much.
Just be okay. Patient.
Okay. So she wants to put him in jail because he got the acronyms incorrect. Not because he lied about something, because he didn't. And all he was doing was sharing information that was between the Democrats and the FBI and Twitter. That's all that he did. He didn't make any of it up. He didn't draw any of it up. He didn't do like they were suggesting with the Pentagon documents, making it up, changing it up. He didn't do any of that. All he did was share the information, their communication, and they're upset about it because they're all exposed for the corruption that they've done. And now they want to threaten him even more with jail time, with prison time, because he got the acronyms right. Again, instead of him saying ABC, he said ACB. Oh, right there, right there. Put him in jail. Put him in jail. Come on. How many? I mean, no one's going to know every single acronym. She's reaching. She's reaching. And they're doing this because they've been weaponized. Now, it's not only that the IRS, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the FTC, the FAA, the FCC, even the federal government has been weaponized against the American people. Even the weaponized against American people. Now, let's go to this next clip. This is with this whistleblower. This is with the lawyer of the whistleblower. The lawyer of the whistleblower goes on to CBS and talking about the information that he has about these high profile communist Democrats in Congress, or not even just in Congress, but in our federal government. And the whistleblower doesn't want to come out, possibly, and I'm going to say allegedly, for safety reasons. Do you know what those safety reasons are?
My client wants to come forward to Congress. He's ready to be questioned about what he knows and what he experienced under the proper legal protections.
Attorney Mark Lytle's client is a supervisory special agent at the IRS who's prepared to tell Congress the investigation he's been working on has been hampered by what he thinks is special treatment.
Typical steps that a law enforcement investigator would take were compromised because of political considerations.
Lytle wouldn't talk in specifics, declining to identify either his client or the target of the investigation his client helped conduct.
Yeah, right? Why not? Because of safety reasons.
Can you identify him?
I can't at this stage, Jim.
But CBS News has learned the investigation the whistleblower worked on is about Hunter Biden.
Mm. What we're doing is being completely cooperative.
That was Biden 2 years ago, after the DOJ opened an investigation into his finances. The FBI collected what it believed was sufficient evidence to charge Biden with tax crimes.
But nothing ever happened. Interesting. If they found evidence where they could charge him, but he's still walking free.
And last year, Senate's findings to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. Since then, silence.
Why can't your client talk to us directly at this point? There are laws that provide protection to whistleblowers, and he has to navigate that.
Today, Lytle sent this letter to Congress, claiming his client could provide information that would contradict sworn testimony by a senior political appointee.
Wow, contradict, right? Meaning that a senior employee, a senior Biden employee, lied under oath. Literally lied under oath. Can you imagine being this whistleblower? Of course, you're going to want to stay hidden, quiet, out of sight, out of mind. I would not surprise me if the federal government right now was doing a covert operations to try to find out who the spy is right now. You know, they're probably trying to tap the lawyers' phones like they did President Trump. Remember 2016, you know, tapping on the phone. Oh, wiretap. They don't do wiretap any longer. Of course they don't. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're probably surveilling this guy to try to find out who the whistleblower is so they can silence him.
I have promised to ensure that he's able to carry out his investigation.
CBS News has learned that was Attorney General Merrick Garland.
It was Garland. Garland caught in a lie. So you know they're going to try to do everything they can to keep this whistleblower from seeing the light of day. This is the reason why the lawyer is coming out, speaking out right now. And do you think it's okay for the FBI to be weaponized against the American people, the IRS, the DOJ? Is it okay? Is this becoming the new norm? Should we just become accustomed to it and say, well, you know what? This is the way things are. You know, it's like 1940s Germany. You know, this is just the way things are. We're not supposed to question it. You know, this is what they want. So we just need to go along with it. When you go after your political rivals because you don't like them and you use different government agencies, that is the classic definition of totalitarian. Listen to this one, where they're actually exposing them for doing that very thing.
Your department directed marshals not to arrest Democratic mobs outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, specifically directed them not to conduct any arrests, even though they were clearly violating the black letter of the law. There's no dispute that they were clearly violating the black letter of the law. In case after case after case, the department enforces the law against its political opponents and does not enforce the law against favored political interest groups.
Respectfully, Senator, the Attorney General is very clear. He directed the Marshal Service. The
Attorney General very clearly lied in that committee, as Senator Britt demonstrated later by the slides that she produced.
He straight up lied. Straight up lied. There's not a single person that works for the Biden regime that have not lied. Which one has not lied? I mean, I hope you're not thinking about Karine Jean-Pierre or even Jen Psaki. Which one did not lie?
Respectfully, Senator,
the marshals were directed not to arrest protesters outside of the homes. These were not criminal masterminds. They broadcast on social media when they were going to be violating the law, and there's not a single arrest, much less a prosecution. Wow. Meanwhile, you've stretched the meaning of a corporate document retention law to prosecute hundreds of people who were merely present on Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021.
You know what? And I'm willing to bet the people that organized all of that violence against the Supreme Court justices, I'm willing to bet that their social media accounts are still intact. No shadow banning, no censorship. Nothing. I'm willing to bet that their accounts are still in attack and they're still in place, and they're probably still pushing out propaganda, still pushing out hatred rhetoric, still pushing out attacks against conservative Christians. I'm willing to bet their accounts are still out there. And some of y'all probably even see the accounts. I don't ever see them. They don't let me see any. They barely let me see anything now. They barely let people see me. Right? Barely. It's only because people go to my page to see if there's anything there. The reason why they see me. Other than that, they do not allow you to see me. It's ridiculous. People should not have to hide to tell the truth. People should not be demonized for telling the truth. These people that are lying to us, like Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, the whole lot of them, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Jen Psaki, Karine Jean-Pierre, every last one of them. There should be consequences for them lying the way they are. But you know what? Just because they're not seeing those consequences here in this life, they will have to answer for those consequences in the next. They will. Because all the things that we're doing in this realm, we will have to answer for it later. A lot of people think, well, I don't need to worry about it because they're just going to skip on by. They will eventually answer for it. And they don't even think about after this life. And they just think about all the corruption they can do right now because no one is going to stop them. Well, I have another one talking about this whistleblower and with the Hunter Biden, the whole ordeal. And have y'all seen the video with Marjorie Taylor Greene where she said that she's seen the SARS reports, she's seen the evidence, and it's actually worse than we can imagine? It is. Well, but anyways, listen to this one with Fox News report, where as they're talking about the whistleblower and what a lot of this means.
And the disclosures, quote, contradict sworn testimony to Congress by a senior political appointee. A source familiar points to this testimony.
He has been advised that he is not to be denied anything that he needs. And if that were to happen, it should ascend to the department's ranks. And I have not heard anything from that office to suggest that they are not able to do everything that the U.S. attorney wants to do.
The House Oversight Chairman says it appears the Biden administration may have been working overtime to prevent the Biden family from facing any consequences.
Do you think that might have had anything to do with him signing an executive order to prevent Congress from looking at the SARS reports? And it was here recently where a federal judge overturned that and said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. If you ask me, it's straight up grounds for impeachment. He's hiding criminal activity. He's hiding the fact that he has been compromised. He doesn't want the public to see it. He doesn't want Congress to see it because he knows that they would come after him. But he has a safety net of the Senate. because of Mitch McConnell, making sure that the Democrats will keep it.
I don't see how Joe Biden could not be compromised. I mean, these family members aren't energy experts. They weren't on boards. At least with Burisma, Hunter actually sat on a board.
The White House press secretary was asked about this whistleblower this morning.
Well, right now, as you know, we've been very clear to not comment on anything related to any type of investigation. So that is something that we have been very, very diligent about and referring that to Department of Justice.
Yeah, that she won't ever comment. You can go ahead and clear the screen. She won't ever comment on anything. That's what they do when this is really damaging. This is extremely damaging to all of us. So just say no comment. We're not going to talk about it. We don't talk about it. That's been like the reoccurring thing. Anything that makes the Biden crime family look bad, that exposes what they've been doing, and it's not even just the Biden crime family. Anything that makes Democrats look bad from the stuff that they're actually doing, we don't comment on it. We're not going to talk about it. But they're quick to talk about wokeism. When it comes to the woke agenda, they're quick to talk about that. They don't have any issues talking about it at all. Now, I want to play this other one for you. And this, again, this is briefly about the Hunter Biden laptop, which the left, they completely ignore. They ignore the Hunter Biden laptop. They ignore that the whole thing with the Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family taking millions of dollars from foreign countries to think that Joe Biden is not compromised when he is compromised. He's 100% compromised. Now, look at this. This is on the Communist News Network. And the first time when I saw this, now, the gentleman to the far side of me, right? The gentleman that's on the left, all the way to the left there. That gentleman there, his name is Brooks, right?
Donalds. From Florida.
Donalds. And the other one name is?
Bowman.
So Donalds and Bowman. I should know their names by now, especially this nut job here. But as soon as I saw this, you know what it made me think about? It made me think about what the Democrats did back in the day when they owned slaves. They used to have these pits, and they would get black men and put them inside the pit, and they would fight each other for their entertainment. That is the true thing. Democrats used to do that, and they see no problem with it. Even today, they see no problem with it. But in this case, I'm rooting for Donalds. I'm rooting for him because he's the only one that's on this panel with a sound mind and not talking all crazy. And of course, this guy brings up the indictment of President Trump, which was completely fraudulent. Everybody knows it, but they deny it. And they deny the fact that the Biden crime family is compromised.
Was recently indicted in New York for hush money payments to a porn star.
This is you and I both know that indictment is foolishness. And I will,
foolishness.
It's foolishness. It's political, listen, and you know this.
Well,
let me go ahead. I'll raise you one better.
Go ahead.
I'll raise you one better. Because if we're going to talk about stuff going on in the background, you have the president's brother, the president's son. They are taking wire payments from people across the globe.
Look at him. And he's like, like that's not really important. Who cares? Who cares that they're taking all this money? If it was Trump Jr., if it was Trump's children doing anything remotely close to this, oh my goodness. They were saying he's compromised, he's corrupt. But they looked the other way.
Jamal, I've seen some of the documents myself. They are taking these payments. We've already documented $1 million going to Hunter Biden, facilitated with other members of the Biden family.
Hunter Biden not running in the White House.
That's what, dude, stop that.
Hunter Biden is not running for president.
Now you know better than
Joe
that.
Biden
you
is
know
the president.
Better than that. You know better than that.
So basically, he's saying, well, Hunter Biden's not running for president. Why are you bringing him up? But it's okay to go after President Trump because he is running for the presidency. So because he's running for it, he's a political opponent, it's okay to try to go after him for political reasons, for fraudulent reasons. But when it comes to the truth, Hunter Biden's not running for president. He literally just admitted going after President Trump is political.
If Hunter Biden's getting money from Chinese, from people with Chinese companies, if he's facilitating the sale of a cobalt mine to to China, while Joe Biden is setting energy policy in the United States. You don't think that man's compromised?
Yeah.
Come on. You don't think he knows what his son is doing?
Oh, man, yeah.
He doesn't know what his son is doing?
You're talking about Hunter Biden right now.
Tell me he doesn't know what his son is doing? I'm telling you that the president's judgment is compromised.
I want to get...
You hear that? He's trying to act like, oh, we're talking about Hunter Biden now. We're talking about Hunter Biden now. Really? China, Ukraine, Russia, other nations, other corruptions, prostitutes, the sex trafficking. Just ignore all that. Just ignore that. And again, if it was anything remotely close to President Trump, they would be saying, oh my goodness, he's compromised. But yet they go after him over a fraudulent case that died 7 years ago. 7 years ago it died. And they know it died. But they don't care. Their ultimate goal is to remove President Trump because President Trump was the only one that came in and completely exposed the swamp, the corrupt media, these corrupt politicians, the establishment. He exposed them on a level that no other president has ever done in the history of this nation. He's never done it. Never done it. So you remember the case that happened in Nashville? You remember? It was a lady, female, went into a Christian school, and they won't even release her manifesto, right? She was pretending to be a male. So they won't even release the manifesto. Why won't they release it? Is there stuff in there that they don't want people to know? Obviously, they would release it because of the situation. Well, what about the people that lost loved ones? Don't you think that the leader of the acting role leader right now, the one who's acting the role of the free world, don't you think that they should invite them to the White House? Right? The victims, if they want to, embrace somebody. But no, they want to embrace the activists. Look at this one with Karine Jean-Pierre as she's embracing the activists. And they were not peacefully protesting. I don't care how they try to spin it.
We, the president, when he came in, nothing was being done. He made sure that the economy.
Nope, sorry, that's not the clip I wanted to play. That's not the clip I want to play. This one here.
I'm pleased to share that the president looks forward to welcoming Tennessee State Representative Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson to the White House this coming Monday. Earlier this month, the president spoke to them by phone after they were subjugated to expulsion votes in the Tennessee State House for peacefully protesting.
You see how she had to emphasize on that? Peacefully protesting. Because that's what we want you to believe, that they were peacefully protesting. Why does she even have to say that?
Well, I just want to correct her statement. That's not why they were let go. They were let go for disorderly conduct of a legislator, a lawmaker on the floor. That's why they were let go.
Disorderly conduct.
And they led a charge. And Will, you and I saw some of those videos. It wasn't all peaceful.
They were not peaceful at all. They were not peaceful at all.
In support of stronger gun safety laws following the shooting at Covenant School in Nashville. During that call, the president thanked them for their leadership in seeking to ban assault weapons and standing up for the democratic values. And the three lawmakers thanked the president for his leadership on gun safety and for spotlighting the undemocratic and unprecedented attacks on them in the Tennessee State House. The president looks forward to continuing that discussion when they all meet with him on.
So they're going to meet with Biden. They're going to meet with Biden. Well, what about the loved ones? Right? What about the loved ones? Didn't Joe Biden take a trip? And I can't remember. I think it was in St. Louis. There was this black guy that he pulled out a knife and he was going to stab one of the police officers because this is what I remember the story. And I know I don't remember his name because I'm not going to remember it. I don't care to remember his name. You know how they say, remember the name, right? I'm not going to. He went into his vehicle. They were telling him to freeze, freeze, freeze. He went to his vehicle and he grabbed the knife and he was going to stab one of the police officers and they shot him. Biden Biden got on the airplane and went there to meet with his family. Not the police officers that did a good job. Not the police officers that say, hey, thank you for protecting the community. He went and met with the thugs. You understand? He met with the thugs. Same thing here. He's bringing the thugs from Tennessee to the White House. Listen to this one with Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre, well, what about the families of this horrific crime? What about them, right? Listen.
So Monday, you're going to have three of the lawmakers who protested after...
Peacefully protested after
the Nashville...
You hear that? You hear that? I'm sorry, I got to take it back. You hear that? Because she wants to correct... She wants to correct him, right? She has to correct him about being peaceful.
Lawmakers who protested after...
Peacefully protested after
the Nashville Covenant School shooting. Have any of the victims or the victims' families been invited to the White House?
I don't have anything to read out to you about any invite.
Why?
I just don't have anything at this time to read out to you at any invite. What I can say to you right now is that the president is focused on getting things done.
Wow. I mean, wow. Just wow. What a disgrace. I mean, just blatantly wow. I mean, can you imagine the families? Like, there's just a blatant slap in their face. Like, we don't care what happened to you. We know who did this to you. It kind of, to me, seems like the person that did this to the people at the Christian school, they're complicit with it because they can care less about the victims. And then they were elevating the criminal, right? Because the lifestyle that the criminal was living, they were elevating the criminal. How dare you misidentify the criminal? What? You can't even make it up. You can't even make it up. Okay, we are at that point right now. Let me see. Did we get anyone to bless us with any stars? You know, I didn't even look down at all. Or any super chats?
Anything? We did get some stars.
Awesome. Thank
we
you so
have
much.
Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Andrea,
thank you.
And Carmen.
Thank you so much for those wonderful stars.
And it tells us that we have new followers, Will.
Awesome.
Agatha. Welcome. And Coley.
Hey, make sure you check your notifications every now and then because they'll probably remove you. But thank you so much for following my page. I wish YouTube would show that to us and maybe Rumble will show it to us later on one day. Okay, we are at that point. Let's do split screen on this. We're getting ready to flip over to Rumble for the rest of the story because the rest of the stuff I want to show you, I can't show you here on YouTube and Facebook for obvious reasons. So for those of you that want to join me on Rumble, there it is. You just type the link in rumble.com/C for channel Will Johnson. Or you can just go to Rumble and type in Will Johnson. You should be able to find me that way. You'll see this live feed currently. Or I've even made it a little bit easier. If you go to a browser, type in www.uaf.media and just scroll down to I think it's the third one down and just click on the word Rumble and it'll take you directly to my live feed. And please follow, subscribe while you are there. And there's no charge. I don't know why people have been putting this rumor out there that you have to pay to get on Rumble. It's free. It is free for you to get on there. You just create an account, a free account. You can be there for free. There is no payment involved. Now, if you want to support me on Rumble to help me keep the channel going, now I have to pay for Rumble. I have to pay to be on there, but you don't. You don't. It's completely free to you. It really is. So join me over on Rumble for the rest of the story. All right, we're going to get ready to go over there right now. All right, we're going to go full screen on that. All right, so just here in just a second, we're going to pop back up on Rumble. We're going to make sure that we are no longer live on Facebook and YouTube. Did you end it yet? We should be ending it here. Oh, there it goes. All right. And you did YouTube as well, correct? All right, cool. Let me go to Rumble. I'm going to pull up the chats here. You can come back to me now. All right. Let's see. It says we have 38 thumbs up and there's 184 currently tuned in. So please hit the thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up for me. I hope it's not difficult to get over on Rumble. I hope it's not difficult. All right. Steve. Hey, Steve. Thank you so much. Madroni. I'm not sure how you say that, but thank you so much. Love you back. Hey, hello, KM. Thank you so much. Rumble and share. Yes. So what it means to rumble this video means to hit the thumbs up and hit that share button. Hey, Pat. Thank you so much. Wildfire. Thank you so much for sharing. KM says, nope. I'm not sure what that means, but thank you. BG Clan, what's going on? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. Please, if you haven't already, hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up. Since we have 200 people watching now, please hit the thumbs up. Okay, let's get into this now. You see the title on Rumble here is a little different than the title on YouTube and Facebook for obvious reasons, because we're going to talk about these trans terrorists, trans Tifa. Now, I don't know if you've seen this video here. Let's do split screen on this. This is a man. This is a man. And he's actually threatening people to say, well, if you try to prevent me from going into the little girl's restroom with your daughter, I'd like to see you try. Or if you try to prevent another man, a perverted man, going into the little girl's restroom with your daughter. And then these sickos shouldn't even be in the restroom with your little boys. They should not be in there. But listen to what this man says. This is sick. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is 100% Sodom and Gomorrah. And dude is repulsive. He really is. Look at him. Repulsive. And he's actually calling for the trans terrorists to pick up arms to start shooting and killing Christians. He doesn't say shoot, kill Christians, but listen to him. Because it's only conservative Christians that are fighting against this.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom.
You hear that? This man is saying, I dare you to stop me from going to a women's bathroom. Well, I take that challenge. Tell me when and where. Sir, tell me when and where, dude. I accept the challenge. I see you walking in. We're going to have a problem because you're already putting a threat out there. You don't need to be in there. You sick freak.
It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom.
Ooh-wee.
It will be the last mistake you ever make.
Oh, really? It's going to be the last mistake? Really? So what does that mean? You're going to kill somebody? It's going to be the last mistake you're going to ever make. It's not a mistake preventing you perverts from going into the rest. Someone help me. How is this not Sodom and Gomorrah? How is this not Sodom and Gomorrah? It's just like this. You know, it's look, this is the, it, I think I'm sitting there thinking about it. Did you know in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angels showed up and they went to Lot's home, people like this right here went to Lot's home and they were pounding on the door to Lot's home and they were telling Lot, let us have our way with the men that went into your home. And Lot, because living in the perverted city that he was in, he offered his daughters, which he should have never done that either. But he did, because that was the environment. He said, let me send my daughters out. And they go, no. The sick men like this go, no, no, no. We want to have our way with the men. And it was old men and young men outside wanting to have their ways with the male angels. Perversion. This is the exact same thing. And they're saying that they want to have their ways with little girls and little boys in the restrooms.
This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. plain and simple.
Really? You hear this? So who is he talking about arming up against? He's encouraging these trans Tifas, the same ones that went into the Christian school and shot up people. That's who he's encouraging. That's what he's saying. Arm up, arm up. Get ready to go kill Christians. He doesn't have to say the word Christians because it's only Christians that are against this demonic stuff.
Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently through and through, because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community.
Wow.
As I'm going to do myself. Because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die.
You listen.
I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done. So you go ahead. You protect your kids.
Wait. I didn't even get to the end of that video before. And he said, you go ahead and protect your kids. Ooh-wee.
You know what I was going to say?
Does that infuriate you? I mean, I take the challenge. Someone send that dude my video and said, Will Johnson will take that challenge. Meet me. I'm not a violent person, but when it comes to children, dude, you know what? Let's get it on. Let's get it on. I mean, I'm not playing. This sicko, and I wonder, does he live in the state of Florida? Because in the state of Florida right now, they're putting these perverts in prison and on death row where they belong. Get them off the planet. Sorry, Shannon. What were you going to say?
I mean, I was just going to say, what about the young girls that are non-trans walk into a girl's restroom and see him?
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, man.
Right? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude. And that's why, unfortunately, you cannot let young girls and even young boys go in the bathrooms by themselves anymore. And I'm talking up to teenage ages.
The thing is, you can't allow these sick men to go into the restroom with little girls because they're perverse wanting to go in there and look at little girls. And you most definitely can't allow them to be around little boys because they want the little boys to be attracted to the perverted looking demonic selves.
Yeah, and it was brought up earlier. How is it that you're going to take up arms?
Yeah, right.
Over going in the restroom, is that not extreme?
Yeah,
that's extreme.
But you know what? None of the left, the FBI's not going to look into it. He's actually calling for people to pick up arms to go and shoot and kill Christians.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about. That's really what he's saying.
He's calling for violence.
Yes,
but whatever platform he's on, we saw it on Twitter.
But that was on TikTok.
That was TikTok. Yeah. See, he's not going to be removed.
And it's interesting, right? TikTok doesn't know anything about that, right? Now, TikTok, you know, this is good. This is what we want on TikTok because TikTok is
China
and they're against America, right? Now, listen to this one with Hakeem Jeffries. Listen to this one because this dude is a total idiot too. And he comes right off the bat talking about MAGA Republicans and he's saying, the dude I just played for you, he's saying it's made up. And the reason why he's saying it's made up, because that's an actual woman. That's what he's saying. He said the MAGA Republicans don't want to acknowledge the truth. That's what he's saying. And you can't make this stuff up. Please, if you hadn't already, hit the thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up on this. That means rumble this video. Do it now. Watch this.
And the extreme MAGA Republicans are trying to sensationalize an issue.
Do you hear this? Sensationalize an issue. Really? Really?
That doesn't really exist.
So it doesn't really exist. That's what he's saying. It doesn't exist. Leave a split screen there. It doesn't exist.
And you know what, Will? The sad thing is,
this dude is sick. It does exist. I just played it for you. The pervert is wanting access to children.
Yeah, the sad thing is he just came out of a hearing where women, actual women, testified about what is happening to them in sports when trans boys are taking over.
Yeah, they're perverted.
And he completely ignored what any of them had to say. He literally, just in that statement, said they are completely invalid.
Because what's happening to biological women is not important to them.
In the way that they are falsely portraying.
You hear that? So he's talking about me. He's talking about you. You can get him off the screen. Talking about you, talking about me. Saying we're falsely portraying. Like, nope, that's a man. So I'm falsely portraying what he is. When I say, nope, that's a man, it is a man. I am not going to go along with the lie. I'm not going to go along with the lie. And I guess, you know, and a lot of people have been saying this lately, and I guess I kind of fall in the category. When it comes to a grown man wanting to put on lipstick and a tutu doing his thing, I guess I'm libertarian when it comes to that. Because I could care less. If that man wants to do that, he has every right, every freedom to go do it. But when you start doing it to children and you're forcing us, Will Johnson doesn't have to play along. I don't want to play. And the reason why I'm talking about it, because they're pushing this crap onto our society. And so many people are like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to look at it. You have Congress. And you know what? This next clip I'm going to show you, this is a prime example of how a lot of people say that you cannot include God into politics. If you don't, you have a corrupt society. And I'm telling you right now, the Bible is riddled with politics. What do you think it meant when it was talking about kings and queens? What do you think it was talking about? All of that is politics. And when they do this stuff, it's going to affect us. When you have Congress doing this crap like Nancy Pelosi, which you're getting ready to hear right now, when they do this, it affects us as conservative Christians in this nation. So you, for anyone to sit there and say, well, you can't include politics and religion, listen to what you're saying, because they make policies that will affect you as a Christian.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding, and I thank him for his leadership for fairness and safety in our schools and for justice in our community. I stand here today in opposition to the legislation that is on the floor, and listening carefully to the maker of the motion, he references a religious context in his comments, and so will I then, following his lead.
Listen to this.
We are all God's children.
No, we're not. No, we're not. I won't be the person to tell anybody what their salvation is. I'm not going to be doing that. But I question Nancy Pelosi's. I mean, I question him, right? You can question mine even, right? If you want to. I mean, you're entitled to. You get to do that. And I get to question hers. I don't know what her salvation is. It could be like the last few minutes that she's getting ready to check out and she repents and says, Lord, forgive me for everything that I've done. But as of right now, that's not her agenda. She's for abortion and she calls herself a Catholic. She's for these so-called trans kids, and there's no such thing as trans kids. All it is sick adults that have had access to children and to convince children to be something else other than what God has created them to be.
All have a spark of divinity in us and therefore are worthy of respect. And that spark of divinity that is within us insist that we respect it in others as well. So recognizing that we are all God's children, I rise in opposition to this legislation.
Now watch this. She's getting ready to point to the board here. Listen to what she says. This woman is demonic, people.
Because trans kids are all God's children, belong in sports, in schools, in books, in families, and on teams.
You hear this? No, a male does not belong on the same team with a female. This is a demonic woman. She's not even standing up for women's rights. They're crapping over on women's rights. I don't understand it. How is it that these stupid women in Congress are like going along with this nonsense? The reason why they're going along with it is because they know it goes against God and his will for people. They know it. So they're being rebellious against God, same just like it was in Noah's days, just like it was in the days of Lot. They're doing it to be rebellious against God.
It's really important for us as leaders in our country to speak with respect for all of the people in our country. Trans kids listen and hear what we say, and we do not want to do them harm for whatever purpose on the floor of this house. The gentleman also referenced Title IX. Well, none of us were probably here when Patsy Mink very courageously passed T- Title IX. Many of us were here as we reauthorized it over time and fought off initiatives to weaken it, to say that supporting women in sports was taking away from men in sports. Simply not the case.
How was that not the case? Am I missing something? Shannon, am I missing something? How is that not the case? It is a biological man competing against women. How is that not the case?
Right, it's disgusting.
Well, and this is blatantly going along with the lie.
She just got on there and said that we're not meaning to cause you any harm. 100%, they're harming these children. They're harming their future, their mental state. I mean, this is so sad. And you know what? I just want to say one thing about her referencing the Bible. Transism could not be a bigger spit in God's face.
Yeah.
You're literally saying you are not a God because you are not all perfect. You are infallible. You made me be something that I feel like I'm not.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Literally saying, God, you made a mistake and I'm here to correct it. That's essentially exactly what she's saying. And that's what all of them are saying. And then there's been so many cases where these people have been coached and groomed by sick adults to be something that they're not. And then they go through the transition, they cut their breasts off, cut their testicles off, and they get older. And they're crying and they're hurt. Because they listened to the sick adults when they were younger. And they're all going like, I made a mistake. There's one video with this. I'm really confused on if it's a male or female. I think it's a male. Or maybe it's a female, saying I'm a man. I'm a 30-year-old man. This is what a 30-year-old man looks like and sounds like. So what I'm thinking it was he was a male. They transitioned to a female, and then he said, I don't want to be this. I don't want to do this anymore. And now he's like 30-something years old, and he can't go back because they did all the hormone blockers on him, and they cut his testicles off, and they did all this crap to him, and he won't ever function as a man. And he goes, this is what a 30-year-old man sounds like. They jacked up his vocal cord, everything. Screwed him up. They're these sick people filled with demonic spirits, the spirit of the Antichrist, as I'm always telling people. Spirit of the Antichrist. Let's play the rest of this real quick. Play the rest of this demonic woman.
But I will say that this bill is an insult to the legacy of fairness and inclusion that Patsy Mink intended and was passed by the House and the Congress when Title IX, Senator Birch Bayh in the Senate of Indiana. So I say, let every child, regardless of gender identity, deserve a chance to be part of a team, to learn lessons of sportsmanship, and push themselves to reach their fullest potential, and vote no against this legislation.
I mean, wow.
They can be part of a team. The one according to how they were born.
Yes.
Nobody's saying they can't be on a team. And also, when you talk about fairness, you're forgetting the majority of the people in the United States are not trans, and you are literally being unfair to them.
Yeah, you're being unfair to them. You're being unfair to the women, to the little girls. Again, they don't care. But if you have a child in you, then they want to act like they're fighting for you to kill that child. How are they not demonic? You know what? I've actually had people send me messages and say, well, you need to stop calling them demonic. Can you explain to me how they're not demonic? I mean, really? Explain to me how they're not demonic. All right. Hey, let me say this real quick. I have a sponsor, and I want you guys to help me out. Go check it out. You know, consider becoming a member on this conservative-owned site. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What a better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned operated businesses. Okay? American-owned and operated businesses. While also openly supporting America First candidates and the causes. Just to name a few things, just a few items that you can take advantage of on mammothnation.com, that is hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit Mammoth Nation and use visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today. That's mammothnation.com. Okay, and use promo code WILL, W-I-L-L, to get 30% off on your membership. And that is link is also in the description of this video, so be sure to click it. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with me. My goodness, I'm pretty sure we'll be here tomorrow, God willing. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but there's a lot of thunder going on. We made it through the show without the power going out. Thank you, everybody, for being with me. My name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. Use promo code UAF10 to get one of the shirts. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite1.
Unite1. Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. 1. Improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. 2. Enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3. Promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.